Neil Green, East Coast Radio.
So I can on the line, he said, Mr. Andrew Hughes, how are you doing, Kaz?
Hey, I'm 100, Neil. Good evening, bro. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Kaz.
Only a pleasure. Let me just tell you, you know, normally when you say how you're doing, it's just a conversational, you know, like we're being polite.
Yeah.
Now when I ask you how you're doing, it's very different, Six. Eh? How are you recuperating after your ordeal?
No, I'm coming right slowly, my bro.
Okay, sure.
Now, I'm coming right slowly.
Now that I was saying, when the first happening, I was saying it has only got grazed one hit and now he's acting like all this year he's milking. What happened? Say, how are you looking? Say, how you got hit? Huh?
What's it? Nah, I'm cool, bruh. I'm still, like, my face, fortunately enough, I'm still handsome, my gold is still in my mouth, I'm cool.
You didn't have to look for the teeth, it was still there, okay.
Right. No, it was still there, but I've been shot, I was shot twice, once in my right wrist, and just below my chest, second bullet, just below my right chest. I actually have a punctured lung, didn't count.
Because when we first heard about it, the strange thing is, when I first heard about it, I heard about it in the wildest way, because I was here at work. I was still, like, my show was still going on, right? And
sure.
I got a message from a listener on Facebook, and they said, Ixey, are you all right? So I said, what you mean? Of course, I'm fine. And the host sent me a picture of your car and said, hey, the host tune, they shot you. There's your name here, Neil Hughes. And somebody attacked me. Neil Hughes. I don't even know who's Neil Hughes, but they took me and you together, and they put us like Dragon Ball. They made us into one person.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, so you Neil Hughes and I'm Andrew Green.
Yeah, but like we're laughing about it now. But at the time,
sure.
I said, what you? Because I was confused now, and now remember, I'm speaking to a stranger. Well, not a stranger, but like a person that, like, you know, it's just I talk to on social media. And then, bro, within seconds, my phone just started going crazy. Chucky, Rishlu, Garvin, like everybody. Say you heard Nicholas Goliath, bro. Like, they also quick on it. They were like, hey, my man, what's going on? We're hearing all these things. I was like, I don't know anything. You know, Andrew, that Thursday night going into Friday. My man, we didn't know, eh? We didn't know what was going on. We were hearing such conflicting stories. And then when we heard you in ICU, obviously everybody was trying to phone you. How was your phone looking when you finally got to it?
Hey, bro, my phone. So what actually happened is that one of these guys opened fire on us. I have this bad habit of driving with my phone in between my legs or on my lap, I should say. So okay. I jumped out the car. So like after these people had opened fire on us, and for some reason my phone fell out the car,
okay.
without me realizing it. So we talked to the hospital, and I thought that the phone was somewhere in the car. People looked for it, they didn't find it. The next day, the police station tells one of my brother that they found the phone at the crime scene, but they'll only release it when I'm discharged and I can come and fetch it myself. So I was without a phone, like in hospital and everything.
Okay.
So when I got the phone, finally, bro, you know, I still have not even, I've still got tons of messages that I haven't even been through, because I'm responding to people's messages.
Yeah.
Because I want to respond to them individually, because I really appreciated people's concern and stuff. So I'm responding to them individually, but over and above that, there's a lot that I'm trying to fix up just to get my life back normal and on check again, you know?
Oh, for sure.
So I'm running around and doing, I have a lot of calls, bro.
You're talking about practical things. You're talking about the things you have to do to get your life back to normal, like some kind of, but I mean, like the mental anguish. Let me tell you something, Andrew. Firstly, and we say this for the people so that people can understand. You know people that have been shot, right?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that have been shot.
Listen to what you're saying. I know a lot of people that have been shot. I know a lot of people that have been shot. I have been shot at before. You understand? And it's like people don't understand that this fear, this kind of like the stress of this thing happening, this is not something that you thought would never happen to you. This is something that, like, where we live and how we live, this is something that can happen to you.
Yeah, it's something that can happen to like basically anybody. But I think more more to, yeah, to us and our, and like, you know, how we love, basically, you know.
Sure.
I agree with you. But, like, just to add to what you just said, I honestly never, ever pictured being shorted, ever, bro.
Because you,
it was a complete surprise, yeah.
Because you're a person that's well loved, and you have been. Because I know you from, as we say, lighty days. I know you from lighty days. From
yeah, yeah, yeah. We coming, yo. We coming, yes, bro. We coming from black and white TV days.
You get what I'm saying? And even in those days, you were always quick with a laugh and quick with a joke and quick with a dance.
Yeah.
But you were never a person that was involved in anything outside of that.
No. I wasn't, bro. I wasn't. I was just that type of guy. I was like, when like other guys were playing in the bush and doing funny things, I was at the ladies playing over in the air and shumpu and
I wasn't trying to expose you like that, but that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of us that didn't, bro. But yeah, that's how it was rolling, bro. So,
hey, I was turning you into an action hero. Do you know that? You must hear the notes that were happening when they said, oh, Andrew got shot. The old SWAT team, like the end of training day, they pulled up one car behind him, one car in front of him. They opened fire. Andrew jumps out there. He fought them off barehanded, jumped back in a car and drove himself to hospital and told him, I'm taking my... Like, he said, you know, like, what versions of the story were coming out? Like,
I've heard a few of the versions. And, like, and apart from the so many versions that are out, I'm through the people phoning me and like, okay, budget everything. Tell us your version. I'm like, no.
There's only one
version. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. And more importantly, there is only one version. All the versions.
There's only one version. Yeah. Now you want me to give you like your exclusive one just to yourself. I'm like, nah, man. It's cool. I'm safe. I'm appreciative of that. And yeah, let's just move on now, you know?
But you say move on, right? But I think this was a teachable moment for us because a lot that was coming out. I mean, people, you know, you're saying people care about you, Andrew. And people were so frightened in that moment. But, you know, a big conversation that was happening in the background was we need to stop things like this happening in our communities. Like, that is, there's a lot behind you. This, you are in a position where you are the victim of something, but it's also given you an opportunity to be a... Almost, I don't know if you want the pressure of leading something, but you have an important voice here now where you can tell people, look here, guys, because, you know, after your incident, that whole week, for about a week after that in Wentworth, there was isolated incidents, there were shootings, there were stabbings, like, it was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you know, hey, bro, I was at the police station today to give a statement.
Yeah.
To what happened. So apart from my call, just that weekend alone, there were like about four or five calls at the shop here.
Yes.
So there was a rumor that there was a suspect who was arrested in connection with my case.
Okay.
And we tried to confirm it today with the investigating officer, who says no one has been arrested in connection with my case. So we also, what is the rumor going around? He's like, bro, you know, there's been so many shootings happening around that people just assume, people don't even know which suspects to link to which case.
Mm.
But I think, like, the more alarming thing here for me is the amount of innocent people that are getting implicated in whatever it is that is going down, you know, there are a lot of innocent lives. I was eavesdropping in a conversation today on one of the guys that came and collected his vehicle, and his brother was working, so his brother was driving his car, and his daughter was at the back of the car, and they saw the car and assumed it was another car.
Okay.
And they just opened fire. Guys that were standing on the road opened fire on the car, and they shot like an innocent child by mistake, and they shot the guy's wife. So there are a lot of innocent people whose lives are being put at risk. Some people, unfortunately, even losing their lives.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is that is going on, but my understanding or whatever I'm hearing is that it's drug-related. And, yeah, I just would like to call for peace to whoever is doing what whatever the, it is that they're doing, like, can we just sit down? Can we learn to just speak stuff out? And because, I mean, you know, even if you look at a lot of what is going around, Winsett is not even a big place. Or apart from Winsett or any other communities, our communities are not so big to the extent that we don't know one another. Some of us
Absolutely.
School together.
Absolutely.
Some of us are coming from preschool days. It's like you and I, Neil. Imagine you and I ending up like in a situation where we want to see one another dead, bruh. Like, does it even make sense, bro?
But that's the disease, Andrew, that is happening. We've got brothers that have killed brothers, and we've got friends that have killed friends. And as you're saying, everybody knows one another that's involved in these situations. And that's like where the sickness almost is, that inside there. You know, me and you are not built like that, so me and you will never be in that situation. But unfortunately, other people, you know, we are products of our environments. But we need to change our environment somehow.
We need to change our environment, but not only the environment, bro. We need to change, like, you know, even individually, the way that people think. Yeah. Because, like, I could see that a lot of people, even to me, people were expecting some sort of a retaliation from me.
Immediately.
Or for me to, you know, like to basically join in on this thing. And I'm like, guys, I'm not even there, you know. I'm thankful I'm alive. I've never been there. I've never been a part of it. Whatever's happened, I would like for it to be resolved, in a decent way. And I would like to just move on with my life. I've got kids. I want to achieve stuff in life. I'm not busy with all these gang fights and stuff, bro. So, as you're saying, bro, I think that there needs to be like a serious call for peace and like reuniting of our people, bro, and so that we can stand together and be on the same page and just be together again, bro. There's just too much distance. I don't know what it is, but it has just got us so much apart from one another, and the lack of love or whatever it is that it's going around, bro. But I really want to pray that it comes to an end, bro. It's not luck, bro. Between you and I, it's not nice. And between you and I, like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in your mind when something like that happens to you. First of all, I'm somebody who knows a lot of people. You want to sit down and talk to us and say, but who could even do something like this to me?
But you know that whatever happens to you, you know, Andrew, that wasn't about you. And
it had absolutely nothing to do with me. And how I know that it had absolutely nothing to do with me is that out of the five cores, there were five cores that were short. Out of the five cores, the three cores looked just like my core.
Man. Yes, that's what I was hearing.
Yeah,
as well.
so they were out for a charcoal polo with the rim like mine. And all three of them were at the police station and they were shorted. And some of them, it's an innocent young lady, bro, I don't understand what her marital status.
No, we had.
But,
don't you remember we had that last year? The young lady, her name was Bianca, went to the garage to
Bianca.
Buy something. Yes, went to the garage to buy something. Somebody came up.
But even now, with this, I'm just saying that. So whoever they were fighting with, this guy actually tried to call like mine as well.
Okay, sure.
So that's where the problem came in. So it was definitely a case of mistaken identity.
But I mean, your life was on the line, Andrew. And I see you now because of a vengeful. Mm. Oh man! But you know what? I want to challenge you. I want to take it away from, because you. I don't want to say you had an ordeal, Andrew. You're still going through something, and on the other side of this year, like, it's gonna be difficult for you. But on the other side of that, I want to challenge you now to be the person. Like, as a comedian, you've always been a person that's turned painful situations into funny situations, right? You've been doing that. That's what you've been doing for a long time. We need you to do that. We need you to do that now. We need you to be the person to come tell us the story and come give us that lesson in a way that's informative, but also we all want to celebrate your life together and laugh together. And I think that's how we beat this thing.
No, for sure, bro. For sure. I'll sit down and and definitely find a way.
Yeah, use your
to just laugh at the pain.
Yeah, not now. As I'm saying, not now, but when you're ready, I think it'll be.
No. When I'm ready, well, even now, I'm not ready because one of the places where I was shot was the hand that actually does the writing. So the hand that does the writing is not fully functional.
You're the tool,
right,
the main hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't even hold a Chucky pen right now, bro.
Thank you so much for doing this interview. Last time I spoke to you, we were doing your one man show. That was the last time I interviewed you on air.
Last time you interviewed me was for my one man show, bro. Yeah. I was that was
happy,
bro,
time.
Even if you speak to COVID-19, those people know nothing about it because that was way before their time.
But I'm sure we will be speaking again.
So I was
again
at the studio that time.
We were in the studio, chilling. We were taking selfies
relaxing,
and live videos and all different
times. Now I must be doing social distancing interviews like of these people.
Nah, not for long. But thanks again, Andrew. Have a fantastic evening, my man. Heal. Enjoy your recuperation. Get some rest in, and we will speak again soon.
I know, sure, bro. Thanks a lot. So people that's actually listening out there, whilst we're on this topic, bro, yo, there's absolutely no words that I can use or say to express the amount of gratitude that I have. I'm talking people of all different racial backgrounds, people that live all over the world. People were stressed out. People were worried about me, and it meant a lot to me. And I just want to say thank you to everyone for the love. And for the prayers, the inspirational messages, everything, bro. I love everybody.
We had you right here on East Coast Radio News Watch. Did you know that? Your story went
so I forgot to just say, and I love you too, East Coast Radio.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's an important message, bro. And I understand your gratitude because you're was close for
no,
us.
No, shut up, bro.
It's close for us.
No, sure, Kazi.
All right, luck it through. I'll give you a call a bit later on, see.
No, for sure, my bro. Compliments of the evening.
Compliments of the evening to you as well.
Okay, bye.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.